Pardon? Morning, is anybody out there?
Hey, Robert, you there?
Yeah.
Great. It sounded like someone else was on the call. Did anyone get that?
I answered.
Or
was there and nobody answered.
Okay, no big deal.
I just assumed that was you.
Maybe someone else called and put it on hold. All right. Well, I just got an email from FBI, so I'm going to respond to them.
Okay.
I'm just going to mute it until it's closer to start time. Robert?
Yeah.
Just a heads up, I've changed my talking points a little bit based on the email FBI sent.
Okay, no worries. Uh, I also saw the notice out about the CIA.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going to speak up, so I'm not too worried. I didn't change talking points because where I would have changed it, it was in Mark's section, so
okay.
I haven't changed it. Good morning. We'll be getting started in about 8 minutes.
Good morning, everybody. This is Jason Campbell from DHS.
Morning.
Great. Thank you, Jason. We'll get started in about 7 minutes.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Good morning. We'll get started in about 5 minutes. If you could please mute your phone, it'd be greatly appreciated.
Hey, Heather. This is Don from CIA. I just want to let you know I'm on.
Great. Appreciate it, Don. Thank you. As a reminder, I'll have you and Abby speak up after we run through the muster for everyone, since you guys aren't officially designated yet.
Roger. Thank you.
Good morning. We'll get started in about 4 minutes. If everyone could please mute their phones, we'll be getting started in about 2 minutes.
Hey, Heather.
Morning, sir. We'll get started in about 2 minutes. That's okay,
okay
with you?
Yeah, sounds great.
Thank you. Good morning. We'll get started in about 1 minute, right at the top of the hour. Welcome, and thank you for joining today's State, Local, Tribal, and Private Sector Policy Advisory Committee, also known as the SLTPS PAC meeting. To receive all the information about upcoming SLTPS PAC meetings, please subscribe to the Information Security Oversight Office's overview blog at https://isu-overview.blogs.archives.gov or by going to the Federal Register. All available meeting materials have been emailed to registrants. This is a public meeting. The transcript and minutes will be available within 90 days on the SLTPS PAC Reports on Committee Activities page. Please mute your phones and only unmute when speaking. I will now begin attendance. SLTPS PAC Chairman, Mark Bradley.
Yes, ma'am.
SLTPS PAC Vice Chairman, Richard McComb.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Department of Energy member, Mark Karnowski.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. DOE's alternate, Tracy Kindle. DOE's other alternate, Natasha Sumter. Nuclear Regulatory Commission member, Sabrina Atak. NRC's alternate, Daryl Parsons.
Daryl Parsons is on the line. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Department of Transportation member, Sidoni Dunham. Department of Defense member, Michael Russo. Office of the Director of National Intelligence member, Valerie Kerbin.
Good morning, Heather. I'm here.
Good morning, Valerie. Thank you. Department of State member, Kate Connor.
Good morning. I'm present.
Thank you. State's alternate, Darrell Hicks. Department of Justice member, Glenn Bensley.
Yeah, hi. Here, Stephanie. Thank you.
Thank you. Defense Counterintelligence and Security Agency member, Keith Minard.
Present.
Thank you. DCSA's alternate, Derek Broussard. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency member, Nitin Natarajan. Local East member, Megan Tubner.
Present.
Thank you. Local East member, Shelley Schechter. Private sector member, Jeffrey Imsdahl.
I'm here.
Thank you. State Mountain Region member, Kevin Klein.
Present, thank you.
Thank you, sir. I am the designated federal officer for the SLTPS PAC, Heather Harris-Pagan. Alternate DSO, Robert Tringali.
Here.
Thank you. We request that everyone identify themselves by name and agency, if applicable, before speaking each time for the record. Is anyone else speaking during the SLTPS PAC that we have not heard from or I do not know about? If so, please speak now.
This is Don from CIA.
Thank you, Don.
Heather, this is Tom Carr from IDA.
Thank you, Tom.
Good morning, Mark Sox is here.
Thank you, Mark. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Any other individuals on the phone that are members of the public? Anybody
Hi,
else?
Heather. It's Abby from CIA as well.
Great. Thank you, Abby. Anyone else?
Heather, it's Lee Watson with Forge Institute.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you. I want to remind government membership of the requirement to annually file a financial disclosure report with the National Archives and Records Administration's Office of General Counsel. The same form of financial disclosure that is used throughout the federal government, OGE Form 450, satisfies reporting requirements. If you have any questions, let us know. Let me now turn things over to Mr. Mark Bradley, the Director of ICU, as well as the Chairman of the SLTPS PAC.
Thank you, Heather. I appreciate that. Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year. Welcome to the 24th meeting of the SLTPS PAC. We have a few changes to the PAC membership since the last meeting. Our Vice Chair, Mark Sock, finished his term in July of 2022. He represented the private sector for information technology on the East Coast. That being said, we have a few other slots open for membership as of now. Thomas Woolworth represented Tribal on the West Coast. Thomas Carr represented the local government on the East Coast. Eric Dzarczak represented the state government and Homeland Security for the East Coast. And Sergeant Deborah Ann Windsor represented the state government on the West Coast for the Fusion Center. We also have three positions that will be opening up in October of 2023 that will need to be filled at that time. A representative from the Homeland Department of Homeland Security will be speaking to the nomination process to fill these positions. Let me just reiterate now that it is critical that we fully staff our PAC to be able to get what we need to do done. So anything that we can do as a staff or as a board, please let us know. Additionally, most of you know Greg Pannoni, the former designated federal officer for the SLTPS PAC. Greg retired this past summer. Heather has graciously stepped up to fill Greg's slot in the meantime. We also have a new agency representative from CISA, an agency that falls under DHS, Mr. Nitin Natarajan. Additionally, the CIA representative, Brian O'Neill, is no longer the representative. We are currently working on getting new representation. For those departed members, thank you all for your contributions over the years. We look forward to continuing the work you've done with the new representatives. At this time, I'll now turn it back over to Heather Harris-Pagan, who will now address the status of action items from the June 15, 2022 meeting.
Thank you, sir. I also wanted to thank you, sir. This will be Mark Bradley's last SLTPS PAC, as he is expecting to retire in June. Thank you for your lifetime of federal service, especially the last 6 years as the director of ISU. It has been an honor to work for you. We wish you well and look forward to continuing the work you have done. I will now address the items of interest from the June 15, 2022 SLTPS PAC public meeting. The SLTPS PAC minutes from the last meeting were finalized and posted to the ISU website on August 17, 2022. The FBI is still working on providing its SLTPS security clearance data to DCSAs to include, if possible, the effort to identify non-task force officers in their systems for inclusion in the data transfers. The SLTPS PAC has been focusing on this issue for a couple of years, and the FBI has made a lot of progress in that time. The FBI reported that they have been engaged in end-to-end testing of the data threat transfer process with DCSA. At this time, the clearance data held by the FBI pertaining to private sector personnel has been passed from the FBI Phoenix's platform to the Central Verification System, also known as CVS. Excuse me. For the second outstanding action item, ISA will be hosting a meeting in its SCIF with ODNI and other entities as appropriate to examine why the intelligence community is unable to determine the current number of SLTPS personnel that it is cleared and to seek a means to obtain this information. We hope to have this scheduled shortly. However, we expect to need to wait to work with the appropriate government entities. For the third action items, once we have all the spots on the SLTPS PAC filled, we will continue discussions on the formal comments on the 15 recommendations of the Cyber Threat Information Sharing Working Group. The chair will then determine potential ways forward and communicate them to the SLTPS PAC membership. Does anyone have any questions?
Heather, this is the chair. I'd like to have that ODNI meeting scheduled by no later than this April.
Yes, sir, that shouldn't be a problem. Discussions for scheduling have already started. It's just a matter of getting the right people in the room, sir. That shouldn't
okay.
be a problem at all.
All right, let's get this done.
Yes, sir. Any other comments or questions? All right. Thank you. Mr. Bradley, the floor is yours.
All right. Thank you, Heather. At this time, we'd now like to hear from the executive agent for the program, DHS, Mr. Rich McComb. Rich, the floor is yours.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, everyone. I do want to say before I turn over the floor to Mr. Jason Campbell to run through our update, I too would like to thank you, Mark, on behalf of DHS for all of the great partnership, not only here on the PAC, but other areas in which we've had a chance to collaborate with you and your team over the last 6-7 years. So thank you very much for your service, and best of luck as you get ready to transition to the next chapter. So thank you.
I appreciate that, Rich, and it's been a pleasure on my side as well. So thank you.
All right. Jason, if you would, please run us through the updates for DHS.
Thank you very much, sir. So this is Jason Campbell. I'm representing Mr. Ricardo Duran at the headquarters DHS SLTPS group. And we want to go over some of the numbers that from last fiscal year and some of the things that we're initiatives we're looking to move forward in our next. Last year, DHS had approximately 9,000 SLTPS personnel with DHS-sponsored clearances. The grand majority of those were at the secret level, but there was some at the top secret level. Since our last PAC meeting, DHS has performed one new room certification and assessed six different facilities that already have our DHS secured spaces within them. Moving forward to next fiscal year, we're looking to schedule and assess 18 of our DHS secured spaces with SLTPS group. We plan on performing those on site, but as the pandemic, you know, constantly is changing, we may have to change depending on safety protocols, but our goal would be to do most of those assessments on site to be able to see those. And as we were speaking to earlier, one of the big initiatives moving forward is our recruitment initiative for the PAC here. Within the next 30 days, collaboration with ISU, DHS will be reaching out to our committee members, you know, both our government representatives and members representing the various sections within our SLCPS community, to assist us with our recruitment efforts to fill those vacancies that we currently have within the PAC. The committee currently has six vacancies, and we will be requesting PAC members to assist us finding qualified candidates. DHS will be providing a flyer that will be distributed to all of our with all the necessary information. This will include the basic qualifications, the duties, the responsibilities, and importantly, the points of contact for making those nominations. This nomination process is, you know, it's going to be strengthened, the collaborative effort for our PAC members to forward nominations to build a cadre of qualified candidates that can speak and represent the various SLTPS communities. So all members will receive an email from DHS within the next few weeks explaining the whole nomination form, nomination process, and the expectations on filling those vacant roles. I believe currently our candidate pool right now is we do have one of the tribal members that's vacant along with five other general openings. Those general openings are considered any non-federal partner representing one of the 16 critical infrastructure sectors from Presidential Policy Directive 21 to include our first responders and public safety emergency management personnel or those in the private sector representing the information sharing and analysis organizations or information sharing analysis centers, or ICAC. So with that, I'd like to turn it back over to our CSO, Mr. McComb.
Hey, thank you, Jason. Just one clarification for the members on the line today. Those 18 certified room inspections that Mr. Campbell mentioned will be done this fiscal year 23. So that is on our agenda for this fiscal year. Just wanted to make that clarification. That is all from DHS. Back over to you, Mr. Bradley.
Rich, just one question. I know, oh gosh, I'm trying to remember now, a year or so ago, we had talked about maybe getting a member of the NSC on the PAC here. Any news on that or any movement?
My thoughts are that Mr. Natarajan will be, I think, very instrumental in helping us connect those dots. So he unfortunately had a secure call with the secretary here earlier this morning. So he may pop on here in a little bit, I hope, and we can get a few words from him. But we'll work with the deputy director of CISA to try to figure out how do we best leverage that relationship in order to get kind of that information from that level for
right.
this body here.
Okay, that's good to hear, Rich. All right, good. Okay, well, listen, I mean, we had budgeted 2 hours for this. I see we're now into 15 minutes, and we're now at the point of the meeting where we ask for SLTPS PAC members to present any new business they may have. So we have plenty of time if anybody wants to raise anything that we have not discussed. So I will open the floor.
Sir, this is Heather Harris-Pagan. I just wanted to let everyone know that with all of the potential new members coming on board, we're going to be scrubbing our SLTPS PAC designation letters to make sure they're in accordance with the bylaws. So please stay tuned and provide updated letters if required. Additionally, if you have any issues that haven't been brought up or run to ground appropriately, please bring them to my attention, and we can start working on them once we get the new members on board. And, you know, hopefully we will quickly get to a time where the SLTPS PAC is no longer needed. So
Hi.
Thank you, sir.
Sure. Hi, this is Don from CIA. I just have a question. I noticed that the charter says it's valid through December of last year, so a couple weeks ago. Just wondering if that's going to be redone or what. And the other part about it is the executive order and whether that's expiring, I guess, in September, whether it's going to be continued for this.
Yes, that's a great question. Oh, sorry, Mark.
No, Heather, please go ahead.
So we are good until 2023 for both. The executive order is an annual occurrence. The bylaws are every 2 years. We just have to get we got the SLTPS pack in line with the NISPAC, which is another policy advisory committee that the director chairs. So once that after the expiration date for 2023, it will then be every 2 years. Thanks for that question and comment, Don.
No problem. By the way, I wasn't referring to the bylaw specifically, but on your website, as far as your charter, it says it expires December 15 of 22, so you may want to update that.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Yes, I will get that updated. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Anyone else have anything to say? Any committee members have any questions or remarks before we close out today's meeting?
This is Don again. See, I just have a question with regards to the numbers that you were looking for earlier with, the FBI obviously working on providing their numbers of people that are cleared, et cetera. Are you also looking at numbers, that's for the TS, collateral TS clearances. Are you also looking for numbers for the SCI clearances as well? I'm just trying to figure out from our end whether we need to do anything.
Rich, you want to? Yeah, Heather, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes, thank you. I'll take that. So that is what the meeting in the SCIF is for. All we know at this time, pre-COVID, there was going to be a meeting in the SCIF to discuss those issues. Valerie, I don't know if you want to expand a little bit, but with the pandemic happening, that meeting has unfortunately been shelved, but as the director mentioned, we're going to get that scheduled, but it's just a matter of getting the right people in the room with OD&I, CIA, and other entities as appropriate. So that's something that we can work on offline. But Valerie, I don't know if you can expand a little bit more on that as far as what the issue is, the historical background.
Yes, I could fill you in some more, Don. But just the history is that we want to ensure that the IC community is also reflecting those state, local, tribal, private sector entities or people that are cleared because we are not sharing into the CVS database. So even though the individuals are cleared and probably reflected in Scattered Castles, there is not currently a mechanism for distinguishing if they are a state employee, a local law enforcement employee, or a tribal employee or whatnot. So I'll let you know what prior efforts have been made to work on this, and then we can figure out who might be best to bring to the room when we schedule the meeting.
That's great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for that, Valerie.
Sure.
Okay. Before we close, again, I'll say one more time. Does anybody else have anything, any questions or comments before we close out today's meeting?
Yes, sir. Sorry, this is Heather again. If anyone didn't roger up for the muster, please send an email to me so that we can get you documented on the roster for the roll call. Thank you.
Yes, this is Sadani Dunham. I was not on the roster.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Our next SLTPS PAC meeting is scheduled for August 23rd, 2023. Barring any issues, I've said this now for 2.5 years, the next LTPS PAC will be in person. But we'll also plan for an option to call in if needed. We'd actually planned today to do a hybrid meeting, but we found out yesterday that the archives is at a medium level for transmission. So we thought it prudent once again to do this remotely. I mean, you all's health comes first. As a reminder, all SLTPS PAC meeting announcements are posted in the Federal Register approximately 30 days before the meeting, along with being posted to the ISU blog. And with that, I will like to thank you all for letting me be your chair for the last 6 years, and I wish you nothing but the best. This is a critically important group. We have made progress, but we obviously need to make more, but I'm confident with the people we have and the people we're going to get, we can continue to do that. So with that, anyway, I wish you all the best, and good luck. All right, meeting adjourned.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Very cool.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Anybody else on the call?
We're sorry. Your conference is ending now. Please hang up.